You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up. I love their personalities. Just what I like. I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
And those will all address your ratings.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
Matt and Drew. Matt Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Cher Shandling.
Matt and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Matt and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Kylie Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's Nat and Drew.
Yesterday, I had my first sighting of winter short sky.
Oh.
I did. I saw winter short sky. I saw winter short sky just standing at the bus stop in a big puffy jacket.
Yeah.
And boots.
Yeah. Hey, I know the outfit well. I know the uniform very well.
For some
well.
Reason, it's a puffy jacket, then there's boots, but then there's shorts. And I can never, every year I'm kind of excited to see winter shorts guy. And I know there's more than one winter shorts guy. I just saw the first one. There's, you know, they're like mall Santas. There's more than one. There maybe was the originator, but there is definitely winter shorts guy is a real thing. And yesterday was my first sighting and I was pretty excited.
I am always amazed at how triggering winter shorts guy is for people.
I can't get my head around it. I guess because I'm fascinated. Are your legs that hot in pants? Yesterday it was about 2 degrees, 2 to 3 degrees, you know, so it's not like, oh, it's 10, it's 2 degrees. It did not appear that he was going for a run. Again, he was getting on the bus.
There was a picture that was going around last week. It was a meme, and it was a guy walking in the snow, and he had his backpack and maybe not as puffy jacket, but white shorts on. And the caption was, no matter how cold it gets, there's always this person. I retweeted it and said, my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally down. Like, over the weekend, it was sunnier. And that's the difference for me, is that yesterday I probably would have been uncomfortable in shorts. But over the weekend, I was running some errands before I was going to the gym. And I was going to the gym on Saturday in the gear that I was going to work out in. So I was in shorts. But before I went to the gym, I was running around doing errands before going. It was sunny. Yes, it was cold, but it was sunny. It was nice. Mm. It was comfortable. It didn't bother me in the least.
Yeah.
And it's always been funny to me how other people are like,
because it doesn't.
And it's like they don't, for some reason, people don't believe you that you're comfortable.
It's just a really weird look, I think. Now, if you're going to the gym, it'd be a little bit different, because I'm assuming you weren't wearing a parka and shorts and boots. Like, you know, I just feel like they forgot to dress.
No, but I went to the mall first. Mm-hmm. As I say, I was doing errands.
Were you in running shoes and shorts and just like a hoodie or something?
No, I think I had my my winter puffy jacket on.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. Like, your legs don't get cold.
No, they really don't.
Joey, do you do it?
No, I don't. I like being toasty and warm.
Yeah.
But I saw winter shorts guy and near our place, but it was like a teenager. And I immediately felt like a million years old, because I was like, where are your parents? Because he was in like a t-shirt and shorts, and it was like -3. And I was like, what is going on here?
Your parents should not let you out of the house in just shorts.
It is too cold.
Oh, I got a text here. My husband and I were camping at Porto Cove over the weekend, the other weekend, and it was -5, and my husband was wearing shorts. He didn't even pack pants.
Attaboy.
What?
You're not going to Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's like, how do you not? It's in the minuses now, and there's no pants on. It makes, like, are you toughening up for something? Like, do your legs have no nerve endings?
We're not uncomfortable. Mm. We are comfortable. You guys, I know, like to always be on the verge of breaking out a sweat from inside warm temperatures. A lot of us are not like that.
Canada Post to text here. We have letter carriers who wear shorts 12 months a year.
100%.
Oh. Yeah. Through the blizzards.
That's the appeal of the job, when it's actually literally the uniform.
Yeah.
I'd be totally down with
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I guess have at it. It's not like I'm offended. It's more like I'm just fascinated.
Well, thanks for noticing us.
Your gams?
We have very fine gams. Yes, we do.
The Nat and Drew Show.
What is something that ended up being better than you thought it was going to be? 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. This is because I had a Brussels sprout pizza, and I don't like Brussels sprouts. And I was just so curious because this pizza had really amazing reviews, and I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. And it was excellent. Probably still would not just eat roasted Brussels sprouts, but on pizza, it was really good.
See, I feel like this is the real TSN turning point for you and Brussels sprouts, your longtime food nemesis.
That's right.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I feel like you're turning a corner. I've been telling you for years, they're fantastic.
Mm.
Brussels sprouts are amazing.
I think it was because the other ingredients, just everything sort of came together and helped lift the Brussels sprouts. Like it's a vegetable that needs some lifting, some propping from other things.
Yeah, what is the pizza named for?
Well, I think it's to get your attention.
The Brussels.
Yeah, it's like you.
Not because the ingredients.
Not because the ingredients. They're like Brussels sprout pizza. What? And then you're intrigued.
Then you're in.
Then you're intrigued. In? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's not because it's the leading ingredient.
No.
No.
No. But it was. It was really, really all good. Right. So name something that ended up being better than you thought it would be, and it does not have to be food related. It can be anything. We have people commenting on our Facebook page, like travel destinations that they've been to, that are better than they thought they were going to be. Like Mayette said, like she does not like big cities. Would really never plans a big city trip, but her friends were planning to go to London, England, and she's like, okay, you know what, I guess I'll go. And she's like, why did I never go before? It's so incredible. And she can't wait to go back. So for her, it was London, England.
Lots of food items that are being suggested. Christina said instant potatoes. They're so good. Which I absolutely love and appreciate. Just like the public embracing of the instant potatoes. I can't remember the last time I had instant potatoes, but Christina's got me curious now.
I'm not sure if I've ever had instant potatoes, but I'm also now curious. I know I've had boxed stuffing, and I always thought that was really good.
Oh, stovetop, top notch.
Yeah, like it's just, it gets maligned for some reason because everybody wants homemade.
Ugh, no thanks.
But, well, I do like homemade too. Mm. But I'm going to go with the instant potatoes. It's going to be something I try this week.
This is interesting. People like Marlon and Michael both said marriage. Jacqueline said being divorced.
Yeah.
So we're getting on both sides of the marriage equation here.
Carol said sushi. For years, I refused to try it. My friends talked me into it. And then I'm like, oh, this is what all the fuss is about. But I always find that really interesting when you're like, if you're an adult and you don't have an allergy or a philosophical reason for not eating something, and it's just, no, I don't want to. Like, they not want to try.
Right.
Is Skylar a little bit like that?
He can be a bit like that. It took him a long time to get him on sushi.
Yeah.
But I think the good thing about Skylar being in a workplace with other people is they go to lunch and he's embarrassed to be like, I don't want that. I'm not going to try it. So he just tries things.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't like it, he goes, I'm really full. So it's really good. So yes, he can be like that, but we're making strides.
He's getting pressured into
peer pressure is a good thing for Skylar.
His horizons.
Yeah.
Melissa said going to a Canucks game. She never watched them on TV, but went and saw a Canucks game live in person and absolutely had a great time. So the point being, you don't have to be a major hockey fan to go and have a great night at Rogers Arena. Last night actually would have been fun. I mean, it's rough going for the most part these days, but the Canucks won 7-6 in overtime last night.
Yeah, we got a text from somebody, didn't leave your name, but from 604 saying that the Canucks game last night was better than I thought. I went to bed and they were trailing 4-0. I woke up with a win. And I like this one from MJ because I kind of wonder, in a way, like it's definitely a compliment, but it's just because the question is, what is something that ended up being better than you thought it would be? And she said, our show. She said, seriously, it's my favorite. So it feels like, you know, under deliver. No, so was it under promise, over deliver?
However it works out for you, we're happy to have you. We'll take you any way we can get you. Thank you for listening.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Love 103.5. It's Nat and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look back on this day in pop culture history for December 6th. In 2005, the movie that was considered a lock to win Best Picture at the Oscars that year opened in theaters.
It's nobody's business but ours.
This is a one-shot thing we got going on here.
You know, it could be like this always.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger starring in Brokeback Mountain. I say it was considered a lock because it was. And then the movie that wound up winning Best Picture at the Oscars, not Brokeback Mountain, despite its nominations and all kinds of other nominations. It's a movie that I think a lot of people now consider to be one of the worst films to ever win Best Picture. Crash. Do you remember the word, the movie Crash?
I do. It was sort of an ensemble movie. Yeah. I don't remember it well, so maybe that speaks to that it didn't deserve to win the Oscar.
I remember seeing Crash. I remember thinking, I remember enjoying the movie at the time, but man, there's now a lot of it has to do with the guy who wrote it, and I believe he directed it as well, Paul Haggis. It turns out like he's an absolute nightmare of a human being and has done horrible things. So I don't know whether some of it is attached to him or some just in retrospect, it's like, oh, this movie never should have won. Brokeback Mountain seems like it's the uncrowned champion of the Oscars for 2005.
And you know what? I never saw it. I always meant to. I never did because I knew it was going to be sad, and I just thought, "Oh, I don't know. I feel like I can't." But it definitely is considered really the turning point for the advancement of queer cinema in the mainstream. It's like such an important movie, but now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, I have to go back to watch it even if I'm going to be sad.
You sit here and watch sad videos all the time.
And then I go, why did I do that to myself? Those sad videos are only usually 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Not an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay, so, fair enough.
This day, 2002, Winona Ryder was sentenced to 36 months of probation and 480 hours of community service after stealing more than $5,500 worth of merchandise from a Saks Fifth Avenue store in Beverly Hills. She also paid restitution and a fine. I completely forgot about that little her little dabble with crime, with kleptomania or something.
She had a thing.
Yeah, yes. I didn't know I did it.
Yeah.
Is that the thing? Is because I'm assuming she didn't need it because she didn't have enough money. Did she do it because she was like for the thrill?
Yeah, you know, I don't even really remember. I'm going to go with the idea that she didn't know she did it.
She just like grabbed it and walked around the store and then left with it?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know. I'm a famous celebrity.
I'm confused. I'm a celebrity.
People give me things. I thought I could just take what I wanted.
And finally on this day in 1964, the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special aired on TV for the very first time.
You'll never make the sleigh team. Wait a minute. I've got it. We'll hide Rudolph's nose.
Hide it?
Yeah.
Hide his nose? You can't do that to Rudolph.
That was his dad, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible messaging until, I guess, the very end.
Yes. But say if you are different, then you'll be mocked. But if you are helpful in some way, if you're...
We can use you.
Yes.
It has aired on TV every year since. It's already aired once this season, so next year will be its 60th consecutive year that it has aired on television.
I'm going to start a hashtag boycott Rudolph.
Hashtag bad messaging.
You might be a little late on that.
Nat and Drew's Retro News. Weekdays at 6:20.
Well, for reasons that we have all heard lots and lots about in recent weeks and months, a new poll says 81% of us have cut the amount of money that we're spending. We're making some cuts. We're trying to relieve some of the pressure on our finances by spending less in many different areas of our life. But there is one area that we will not, the majority of people surveyed say, they will not cut spending on.
Yes.
What is the area in which people say, I am not cutting there?
I refuse.
Refuse.
Refuse to cut the spending in my skincare budget.
My skincare budget, says Nat. That is not correct.
Other people are just going to give up on their skin?
Yep.
Well,
it's first thing to go.
This is dark times.
Yeah. Dry, flaky winter.
Okay. Well, I'm out. That was like...
Have you made other adjustments, but you're holding on to your skincare?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to do much better with my grocery bill and not waste food and all that stuff. But my skincare is my skincare.
How often do you have to invest money in your skin? Like how, like when you, when
is
you,
this an inquisition?
No, I'm curious because you won't cut the, you're saying you refuse to cut the budget on your skincare.
Yes.
How often do you have to buy new serums and creams?
Well, my dermatologist.
Once you buy them one, if you bought new serums and creams today, when would you be due to buy more?
In a month.
Really? That often?
Yes, that's awesome.
I honestly had no idea they you would not just you, but that's on average how long they last.
Well, my dermatologist tells me that sometimes I'm too heavy-handed with them, and that more is not necessarily more. But I think it is. So I like to slather it on. So yes, you can make them last longer. Okay.
That's why not so shiny. the creams and serums rubbed in there.
Nothing's getting through.
Okay, so it's not skincare routine. Joey, the one area that people say they will not cut their spending on.
Alcohol.
Alcohol is not it.
They're pets?
They're pets still. Not it. Sammy's covering news and traffic for Aaron this week. Any thoughts on the one area that people are not cutting their spending on, Sammy?
I feel like they're not cutting spending on delivery food.
Oh.
No. Food is one of the top areas in which people are cutting their spending, they say. Buying differently and ordering out less and stuff like that. Health and wellness. Health and wellness is the area, whether it's fitness or even some of the food changes, eating out or getting delivery less and cooking healthier foods at home. People are saying they are still, despite all the other cuts they're making, they're prioritizing health and wellness.
Well, I was close. I was the closest with my skincare guess. Health and wellness. It's health and wellness. Skin is the largest organ on the human body.
You know what? Fair enough, Nat.
Give me a bell.
We were you can ring it. You can ring it yourself.
No, I don't have one.
You could walk over, pick up the bell, and ring it.
Self-care is so important these days, though.
We did you a great disservice.
You did. You
by
really
underselling
did.
The skincare.
Thank you. Okay. I just want to be recognized.
You and your dermatologist.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Probably heard the stories about how the avian flu is triggering a turkey shortage all over here in BC and in other places as well. Turkeys could be in demand for Christmas dinner this year. I saw on Jamie Oliver's website that he's got a list of Christmas dinner alternatives that don't involve turkey as the main.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to maybe branch out and do something a little different, whether you just want to change it up, or maybe you're having a tough time finding a turkey from the place that you usually go to find a turkey. He's got some suggestions. Others, several of the things on the list are other birds, but they're just less in demand at this time of year, so you might have a better chance of finding them. Goose, he says, is fantastic. I don't think I've ever had goose in my life.
I never have either, and I don't eat meat, so I'm just going to be going to everything you say. But I feel that from what I know, I think goose is a fattier bird.
He says, and that gives it a ton of flavor.
So for some people, that's really appealing. But, for others, it's like it'll feel much different than turkey. It'll be greasier.
He says you can actually do, I don't think many people think of this as a Christmas bird, but chicken. He's like, do chicken free range. It'll have better breast to leg meat ratio than your regular chickens, your non-free range chickens, your factory farm chickens, if you will. He said chicken is beef is a great option too, but he also had several vegetarian options that I'll skip to in order to avoid Nat dry vomiting.
I stopped most of the myself. I just did one for goose.
The segment. And I think you will really love this because one of the things on his list is a nut roast.
Yes.
A nut roast. He says it's packed so full of flavor that even turkey lovers will be loving this on Christmas.
So the nut loaf recipe that I have is actually from a UK site. And that's the one that I've made. And my mom loved it so much. And she's a meat eater. She's made it as well. Joey and Skylar are coming over to my place for Christmas dinner. And I can't wait to serve them a nut loaf.
I'm so excited for nut loaf.
Yeah.
Turkey. Especially during giving all this, goose, chicken. No, thanks. I'm ready for nut loaf.
Yeah. Are you?
It is the year of nut loaf.
Yeah. It sounds like you're really ready for nut loaf.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It really sounds like you're trying to convince yourself. You're trying to manifest a great dining experience on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's about the company.
And will there be alcohol?
Jamie Oliver also has a recipe for a cranberry and pistachio nut loaf.
Okay.
Cranberry and pistachio to bring in some more holiday flavors, I guess. And a mushroom and squash vegetarian Wellington, which he calls a real cracker.
I did 1 year for Christmas. My mother-in-law, she would always make, she makes turkey, but I did a salmon Wellington to be fancy also. So I could do a salmon Wellington. Does that appeal to you more than nut loaf?
Probably, or, I mean, a bit more.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah. You can't do both.
Just out of curiosity, when you're having people over, whether it's the holidays or any other time, do you always share the menu in advance with people?
I think what I'll do is I always have a meat option for people.
Okay.
I'm just messing with Joey.
No, I was just curious, like, especially when you're having people over for the holidays, and obviously, you know, you and Joey know well enough that Joey knows you're probably not cooking a big bird all day long. But because I've been thinking of, like, we're not vegetarians. My mother-in-law is a vegetarian. But, you know, we usually host Christmas dinner at our place, and I've been thinking of changing it up. But I don't know what to change it up to yet. And I also don't know, do I need to tell people that I'm changing it up in advance when for years and years and years we've just done the traditional Christmas dinner on Christmas Day? Are people coming expecting that? And then I throw them a curveball by serving up something different.
I think it depends on how far out of the box you're going. Like, I think if it's similar, probably not.
Yeah.
But if it's all of a sudden it's... like, I don't know, macaroni and cheese?
Probably won't be that.
So that, yeah. So I feel like probably not. Yeah, you would think that people are mostly coming to spend time with you and your family, not just because you cook a good bird.
It's what Joey said. It's about right, the company. Yeah.
It's about the company.
Yeah, not about the delicious, delicious nut loaf.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you eat that nut loaf. You're gonna love it.
Be like feeding a toddler. Yeah. Just getting this nut
just
loaf.
Just open your mouth.
Yeah. Here comes the airplane.
The Nat and Drew Show.
Good morning. It is 7:09. Time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bang, powered by the King of Floors. Wendy is our 25th texter on this Text In Tuesday, and you get to play.
Oh my God, hello, I'm so excited. Yay. I'm shaking.
We're excited to have you here. You're nervous, you're shaking. Do you need anything to help calm the nerves before we start opening vaults?
I don't know, stiff drink maybe?
I was going to say a deep breath, a stiff drink. You do what you need to do while we review the rules. Open as many vaults as you like. Stay away from the alarm, though. If that goes off first, no cash. But we'll treat you to dinner with a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House, celebrating 54 years. Deep breath, Wendy.
Okay. Okay, we're ready.
You're ready?
Ready.
Is there an amount?
Yeah.
What's the amount for you?
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
You're gonna know when you know.
Now
I'm just gonna know exactly.
Wendy's getting nervous again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't put
all right.
Me on the spot.
I'm sorry. All right. All right, here we go. Here's vault one.
Okay.
$475.
It's a pretty strong start in vault number one. Does that make you feel excited or does that make you feel nervous?
Very anxious.
Are you willing to risk it and go to vault two?
Yes, let's go to vault two.
$600.
Good choice.
Oh, no.
Why didn't it just go to 2,000? Damn it.
Okay, that's better. I was like, why didn't the alarm go off? $600, two vaults in. We've had jackpots as high as $50,000 a couple of times this season.
So this could be another one. No reason it could be, but also you know how this works. The alarm could be
in
vault three. So what do you want to do? Do you want to risk the $600?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
Let's do it. Vault three. Come on, big money.
Oh, boy.
$950.
Yeah!
$950. I'm stopping. I'm staying at $950.
Are you sure?
Yes, $600 was my nemesis years ago, and that's why I did not win. And I went for it, and I'm taking $950.
$950.
There you go.
Yes.
Woo! Congratulations, Wendy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see if this was the right choice for Wendy. Were you at all tempted to open just one more? Or that it sounded like you're pretty confident. Okay.
Okay.
So I was not tempted at all.
Zero temptation to open Vault 4.
Yep.
What was there?
Yep.
$1,600.
Oh, wow.
That's a big jump.
That's a big, big jump.
That was.
Yeah.
$1,600. It jumped $650 in one vault from 3 to 4. What was in vault 5?
$1,900.
Okay. Still moving up.
$3,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Big jumps this morning on a text in Tuesday.
$4,300.
Oh, my goodness, woo! Wendy. Okay. Vault 8.
$7,000. What the heck?
It's just exploding all over.
$12,000.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we did say it could go really big. $12,000, vault 10.
$20,000.
This is going to 50. This is going to 50 again.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Vault 11.
$50,000.
Yeah, this is a 50.
Oh, my. Wow.
$50,000.
I had the guts for that.
They told us it could go to $50,000, and it would several times this season. Could it have gone even higher than $50,000?
There we go.
No, okay, there's the magic.
I would love to meet the person that would have passed up 50,000.
I know, just to see.
Wendy, you do have $950.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Yes.
And we are happy for you, but man, did those vaults take some big jumps starting with vault 4.
Yeah.
That's earlier in the game.
I should have gone.
You can't, you know what? Hindsight, right? You can't. You were in the moment, you were so happy with your $950.
Yes.
That is a lot of money. Enjoy spending it.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
A celebrity news site called Celeb Tattler has calculated the most Googled artists of 2022.
Thank you, Celeb Tattler.
Does anybody go to Celeb Tattler?
Not familiar with the Tattler,
no,
but I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So using Google search data, they calculated how often these artists were being searched per month. Everybody in the top 10, it's not surprising. I won't go through all of the top 10, but I'll give you the top 5. It's Rihanna in at 5, then Travis Scott, then Kanye West, because Kanye West just can't keep himself out of the news because he says heinous, heinous things. Harry Styles at a number 2, and then number 1, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, really no surprises. Kanye in there just because he's gross, and then everybody else because, Travis Scott, I think, because of the tragedy that happened earlier this year at one of his concerts, and then for other reasons as well because of his music, but Kanye West in there again because he's gross.
I think sometimes people Google Kanye just to find out, did he actually say what I heard he said?
The answer is always yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately does seem to turn out that way.
Yeah.
But it seems to be a pretty credible list, so props to Celeb Tattler.
Yeah, yes. you wouldn't think they'd be legit by their name. Like name. No, but those, they seem to be.
That entire list makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So way to go. I trust the Tattler.
They're about to blow up. They're the next TMZ.
Well, The Rock, speaking of blowing up, might be imploding, when it comes to the world of superhero films. While his movie Black Adam has made nearly $400 million and is one of the 10 biggest of the year so far, it has cost $200 million to make and another $100 million to market.
Ooh.
When you consider the fact that studios split the box office grosses with theater owners, Black Adam is tracking to lose up to $100 million during its theatrical run.
Oops. It's not good.
Not so good.
It's not so good. I mean, there's probably been bigger flops.
Much bigger flops.
For sure. But this is The Rock, so you don't associate The Rock with having a flop.
No, well, this is the weird thing, right? It's so weird because outside of the Fast and Furious movies, this is the most successful movie of The Rock's career. Like, I don't think he's had many $400 million motion pictures outside of the Fast and Furious
movies. What about the Jumanji movies? Those are my favorite.
Okay. Fair enough. Jumanji probably did that more, but Black Adam would have been a more expensive movie to make.
Jumanji, the first one, cost about $125 million. I'm just not seeing its box office returns yet. But
that's still higher than I thought it was going to be to make Jumanji.
Oh, yeah, the box office was $800 million.
Okay, so it did do that. Okay, so Jumanji and Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I'm going like Jumanji 3. Like, why are we stopping at two Jumanjis?
Forget this Black Adam business.
Yeah, like, why did he got so distracted with that? Jumanji 3 is what we need.
It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Jamie's in Maple Ridge and is ready to play the $1,000 Minute this morning. Sounds like Jamie might be multitasking. Getting some stuff done. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. Are you multitasking?
No, I'm sitting down right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Focused. Yeah. Zeroed in.
Let's do this.
I'm laser. Zeroed in.
All right. Let's get you that $1,000, Jamie. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer you give us. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass. And if there's time, we'll come back to it. The moment you give us an answer, it counts. You can't take it back. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have anybody helping you out?
Well, my 12-year-old. I don't know how much
help she's going to be. What's your 12-year-old's name?
Her name's Ruby.
Ruby. Is there some sort of category that Ruby is really good at?
Soccer.
Sorry, not today.
Yeah.
Canada's out of the World Cup.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, good luck to you here this morning. We have faith. Have belief that this is all going to work out. Good luck. $1,000 Minute starts now. Wednesday, Gomez and
Adam's family.
Who won last night's overtime game between the Canucks and the Habs at Rogers Arena?
Pass.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful is the first line to what Christmas song?
Let it snow.
What ingredient must be included to make it a Hawaiian pizza?
Pineapple.
What's the tennis term to describe a 40-40 score in a game?
40-40 score in a game. A pass.
What is the capital city of Georgia, the state of Georgia?
Atlanta.
If you're at the corner of 6th and Front Streets, what lower mainland city are you in?
Okay. 6th and Front Street, did you say?
Yep. What's
New West?
YouTube is owned by what other tech company?
Google.
What's the fifth letter in the alphabet?
E.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a song from what classic movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that came in as the buzzer, yeah. Okay, so you did pretty well. It was a little slow to start. You were listening at the top of the hour when we gave you the answer to question one. Wednesday, Gomez and Morticia all belong to the Adams family. You passed in the hockey game. It was actually the Canucks won last night. They came back to win 7-6. So it's a rare treat, but there you go. Is it Let It Snow or is it Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow?
Oh, that's fine.
It's fine? Okay. No. I'm not really good with Christmas songs, so I defer. So we'll give you the money there. And then a term to describe a 40-40 score in tennis is a deuce. So no money there. But so just two incorrect answers, $80.
There you go. You rocked it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Woohoo! Thank you, Jamie.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We're talking about winter shorts guy. And I had my first sighting of a winter shorts guy yesterday. I was super excited. And then
in Canada, it's like your first sighting of a loon.
There it is. This is the season. And then so many messages have come in through 103.5/3.5, including this one from the 604. My teenage son is winter shorts guy, to the point that I got a call from the counselor wondering if we needed gift cards to get us through the Christmas holidays.
No.
Do you need pants, young man? No, he just likes being in shorts.
My son is going to grow up to be that guy, too. He's getting it from me.
Oh, yeah.
He could totally. Like, there are days where my wife is absolutely insistent that he wears pants, because he could totally be going to school right now in shorts.
Oh, my God.
If it was up to him.
I just don't know how the wind doesn't get up there and make you cold.
Well, yeah, we're heaters.
I guess
there's
so.
Some of us, yes, are just natural-born heaters out there.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. It's a text in Tuesday.
We've got somebody who's very squeaky.
Oh my God, no, you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
So this is why, this is one of the reasons why we're doing Text In Tuesdays this season of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. We have heard from so many people for so long that it is so incredibly difficult to get through on the phones. So we're trying something different on Tuesday with Text In Tuesdays. Maureen, who has been trying for how long to get on the air to play the game?
Since my kids have been in elementary school and now they're in university.
Okay, so a while.
Long
it's
time.
It's been a minute.
Long time.
Long time.
First time ever Maureen gets through on a Text In Tuesday. Today's your day,
woo!
Maureen.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Woo! All right, Maureen.
I love you guys, by the way. I love you guys.
Aww.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so we want you to win, not just because you said you love us. I mean, we want you to win money anyway.
Oh, my God. That's my timer. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. She's been trying for 15 years to get in, but the timer went, so she's got to step aside.
Is it for an egg?
Okay. Hold on. Oh, my God.
What's the timer for?
Sorry, I don't know how to turn it off. I'm just too excited.
What's the timer for, Maureen?
To remember 8 o'clock.
Oh, to remember to text in.
I wanted to make sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we're good. Even if the timer goes off, we can't hear it, so it's all fine. So just focus on the game. So we're going to, Maureen, have you open up as many vaults as you want. Stay away from the alarm. If you hit the alarm, we can't give you the cash. We will give you a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House celebrating 54 years. If you missed it at 7, there was $50,000 in the vault. Yes.
I heard.
But it could still be big right now.
Okay.
Maureen, good luck.
Yep.
Deep breath. Let's start the game. Vault 1.
$275.
Keep going.
Vault 2.
$350.
$950?
No, $350.
Oh, okay. $350. Should I keep going for it? 350. Yes, let's go.
Vault 3.
$500.
$500.
Oh, it's such a hard amount. Because it's a really good amount. Like, let's focus on that for a second. It's a really good amount. And sometimes the alarm goes off right after.
I know. Okay. $500.
Who are you discussing this with? Who's in the room with you?
My daughter was here.
Okay.
She's gone now.
She left?
I'm freaking out.
In your time of need, she just walked out?
Mom's freaking her out. She's got to create some distance. You've been trying for so long. Do you want to take the guaranteed money right now of $500, or do you want to risk it because you've been waiting so long and you really want to go big here on Beat the Bank?
Let's go.
All
right.
Opening up Vault 4.
$750.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Now what are we doing?
I'm gonna stop.
You're sure?
No, but I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
What percentage of you is tempted to open Vault 5?
70.
Oh.
Okay.
But you're okay. So $750. That's what you have. 4 vaults. You want to stop?
Oh God. Yeah, I want to stop.
Okay, you're stopping. $750.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Woohoo!
I hope you feel really good about that. And
I do for now.
Yeah, and let's see. Let's hope that the alarm was like literally in Vault 5.
$1,000.
Okay.
Sweet.
Still going up Vault 6.
$1,300.
Oh. Come on, yeah.
Vault 7.
$1,800.
Bite me.
Vault 8.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. So $1,800. As an aside, I haven't heard anybody say bite me in quite a while.
And yeah, that's good fun.
That's a good one. I want to bring that back.
Thanks, Bart Simpson. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Maureen.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Did your daughter come back into the room yet or no?
No, she's disappeared.
Maureen, enjoy spending the money. We're so happy that you got through on this Text In Tuesday.
Oh my God, I am so happy. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Love you guys.
Aw, thanks,
awesome.
Maureen.
Make me laugh every day.
Thank you so much, Maureen. We really appreciate it. We're so happy that you won money. That's amazing.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Now, here's the scoop.
Well, this news came as a total surprise to most, as very few people even knew she was sick. But Cheers star Kirstie Alley passed away yesterday at the age of 71.
I think Don's going to make a great husband.
Well, of course he is, Woody. I just have a little case of the wedding day jitters. And I know that I love Don with all my heart. And until he finds out how screwed up I am and he dumps me, we are going to have the most wonderful marriage.
Kirstie Alley's publicist has confirmed this morning that she passed away from colon cancer, which she had been recently diagnosed with. Ted Danson shared an absolutely lovely story last night. He said that he did something yesterday that he almost never does. Almost never does this. He watched an episode of Cheers on a plane yesterday, and it was that episode that we just played a clip from. And he said that she was so hysterically funny that he remembered her making him laugh 30 years ago when they filmed that episode. And he was laughing out loud on the plane yesterday. And then he landed and then he got the news.
Oh, wow.
That she had passed.
Wow.
So this was something that he had done completely unaware that anything was going on. He happened to watch that episode. And then when the plane landed, he got the news that she had passed away, said she had a heart of gold and it'll miss her very much.
Oh, yeah. I am not as familiar. I'm familiar with her in Cheers, not as familiar with her in her movie career, though Joey is. And Joey was the one that sent us a message yesterday and went, guys, oh my God, guys.
Yeah, I was shocked because she wasn't even that old. And I loved her. Like, my whole childhood was just filled with Kirstie Alley, For Richer or Poorer, Toothless, Look Who's Talking.
Yeah. She was like,
It Takes
film,
Two.
Your film mom.
Her and Michael J. Fox were my two favorites growing up. They didn't do anything together, unfortunately.
No. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Wow. That would have been a star-studded film. I loved her. I thought she was so great in everything, and I was really sad to see this. Yeah.
And I think when everybody responded to Joey's text, we were like, we're so sorry, Joey, because it just really, truly felt like I knew, sometimes some celebrity deaths hit you different than others, and I know for you, this one was quite hard.
Yeah, she's my Betty White.
Yeah. You know? Fair enough.
I love that.
She was your Betty White. The world is a dumpster fire, and Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend, Travis Scott, really aren't helping. Kylie Jenner has already been tagged as a major offender when it comes to unnecessary private jet plane rides. This past weekend, she just next leveled it. On Saturday, Kylie and Travis Scott flew from Miami to Van Nuys in California on separate jets. They were going to the same place, but they each took two jets. Each flight used over 15,000 pounds of jet fuel and produced 25 tons of carbon dioxide. And I bet they didn't check the little box where it says, do you want to offset some of your carbon emissions?
Wow, you're very well versed in the protocols of private jet life. I didn't know such boxes existed.
Well, I don't know if they do on private jets. I just know they do on Air Canada and WestJet.
Do they really?
Yes.
I never even noticed them.
I didn't either.
Yeah, okay. you can pay a little bit to offset some of your
carbon. Oh, that's why. Yeah. And it says additional fees. I just move on.
Yeah. Well, you and Kylie Jenner, apparently.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20. Brought to you by Hero Home Care.
We're going to do it. We're just about to do it. We're going to drink the mayonnaise.
No one has ever been more excited to drink mayonnaise than Nat.
I just weirdly think this is going to be good. So yesterday, I mean, it's so brilliant on the part of Hellman's, right? They got all this buzz because they suggested making your eggnog without eggs using mayonnaise because eggs are the third ingredient in mayonnaise. So the whole recipe, we went through it and we whipped it up in a blender in the kitchen. We have not tasted it yet, but the ingredients, mayo, whole milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla, cinnamon, rum, apple brandy, cognac.
I smell a lot of booze.
I know.
In this cup.
It smells so strong. I think.
It's a very, very booze. It smells like eggnog. There's no question about that. But it smells like an incredibly boozy eggnog.
I have a heavy pour.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, like when we first suggested this, Nat was like, no, we need to get all the ingredients to measure it out and make and give this a fair shot. Then when it came time to actually mix the eggnog, Nat's like a mad scientist in there. Just wah, 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 pour, scoop, mix.
We were under a time crunch.
Okay.
But it's all the stuff is in there. So if anything, it might be a little bit more boozy than it should be, but it should still be the actual taste.
It does smell nice. It does smell nice. There's nothing offensive about the smell at all.
So is it like on a count of three, or do we want to each take it separately?
No, doing? Count of three. We can all do it.
Okay. Do we chug it?
No. Do we chug it? Three, two, one, go.
I'm just nervous about it. All I taste is booze.
All I taste is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't taste like anything other than booze. With a touch of milk.
It doesn't taste anything like eggnog at all.
No.
It's like swamp water.
Yeah. Like, even the consistency of it is like, how did it somehow get waterier than like whipping cream and milk?
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
There might be too much cinnamon in it.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe. As it burns the whole way down my esophagus. Now it's like, yeah, too much cinnamon. That's what it is. Just a touch too much cinnamon.
Stop being so weak.
But I'm going to have another sip. I'm going to check it out.
Honestly, few sips in, it gets better.
No.
If you just do two more sips, honestly, it's better.
It's not thick enough to be eggnog. It's way too watery.
See, it's weird.
It's way too watery.
Because I feel like it's thick on the top, and there's like a layer to it where it's liquidy, kind of.
It's separating a bit, maybe?
It is separating a bit. It's not
I don't taste the mayonnaise at all.
Mm-mm.
And I just love the theory of, it's got eggs in it. It's perfect. Just use an eggnog. Like, what's McDonald's going to be next? Being like, put a McMuffin in there. It's got eggs in it. Like, what a weird theory.
Well, Hellman's got a lot of play out
of it. They sure did. They surely
and
did.
And I'm going to finish it. I'm going to say some things.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing your mic will be off when you say them. But we appreciate your commitment to the Hellman's eggnog.
Hellman's all the way.
I have, like, severe heartburn now. God.
Joey is 30, literally going on about 68.
Okay. Try at your own risk. Try at your own peril, I guess, if you're going to sample the Hellman's eggnog recipe this year.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.